Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on January 14 regarding Joseph Salvano, S-A-L-V-A-N-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Salvano as described in my report of 8-15-18, period. Records show he received an order approving settlement on 12-12-18 to be inserted here, period. He then filed a reopener on 12-11-20 alleging increased pain, period. Please insert what is marked from the cover letter relative to these events, period. New paragraph, according to the information obtained from the examinee, Joseph Salvano is now a 61-year-old male who describes he injured his right knee at work on 9-8-17, but he was stepping off of the lift gate with a hand truck and twisted his knee. Period, he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus, period. He relates he did undergo a second opinion, but did not have surgery on the knee. Brady denies having any interim treatment since early 2018. Brady admits to having a torn meniscus in 2001, treated surgically. Brady denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Manual muscle testing was 5- for resisted right plantar flexor strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Brady was tendered a palpation about the right knee medial joint line, but there was none on the left. Paired with knee maneuvers, he had positive Apley's compression and McMurray's maneuvers on the right, performed in a modified fashion, supine. Paired these maneuvers were negative on the left. Paired the rest of that section as normal. Lumbar, he ambulated with an antalgic gait on the right. Paired he changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 80 degrees. Paired he had a recent midline longitudinal scar consistent with surgery that he reported. Paired. Impressions on 9-8-17, Joseph Salvano injured his right knee as marked from my prior report. But since that time, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. But however, he has not had any additional treatment or diagnostic testing. But he alludes to having a second opinion, but it is unclear if this was completed after the settlement. Period. He denies any new injuries to the right knee, but admits to having surgery for a torn meniscus in this knee in 2001. Pretty recently underwent lumbar fusion by Dr. Mitchell, unrelated to work. Period. He is still receiving physical therapy related to this. Period. New paragraph, current exam. Mr. Salvano found there to be full range of motion about the right knee. Period. There was tenderness about the right knee medial joint line. Period. Apley's compression and McMurray's maneuver on the right elicited tenderness. Period. He ambulated with an antalgic gait using a cane in the right hand. Period. New paragraph. This case will still represents the same amount of disability I offered previously as marked to insert here. Period. End.